In the lantern room, Tom wrings out a cloth and starts to wipe down the glass panes and closing the room. Stopping, he stares out at the ocean, where a small boat bobs on the waves. He steps out onto the gallery and lifts binoculars to his eyes. He adjusts them as he stares out. The dinghy floats just beyond the breaking waves, the ocean's undulating surface slowly pushing it toward shore. Through the binoculars, Tom sees a wave rolling under the boat, which tips forward as it reaches the crest and allows a glimpse into the vessel. She turns to the lighthouse, shielding her eyes. She shifts her gaze to the ocean. Spotting the dinghy, she hurries to her feet. She scampers along the ridge toward the lighthouse. Meanwhile, Tom runs down the steep staircase. Isabel stops on the ridge and gazes at the beach far below, then carefully heads down the slope to the shore. As she picks her way through the tall grass blanketing the slope, her head disappears from view. Tom races along the beach from the island's tip. Isabel nears the beach as Tom sprints toward the water. She finally reaches the bottom and races toward the water. Tom splashes into the ocean, wading deeper as he closes in on the boat. Isabel pauses to catch her breath.
Isabel! It's running!
She takes off again, sprinting over the sand toward Tom as he drags the boat to shore. Tom lifts a baby from the boat. Reaching them, Isabel takes the bundle in her arms. Wrapped in a blanket, the baby wears a white knitted cap. Tom takes the pulse of an unconscious blonde man in the boat.
He's dead.
Isabel gawks.
Get the baby to the house.
Her jaw hanging, Isabel carries the baby off. In the kitchen, Isabel dips her hand in the sink, then gently runs it over the baby's smooth head. She stares down with loving eyes. She spreads a blanket on the counter, lays the infant down, and dresses it.
You're safe now.
She holds the baby's hand.
You're safe now.
The baby smiles. Lifting the child, Isabel turns to Tom as he enters.
It's a girl. She was starving.
He steps closer and gazes down at the infant.
God, we found her in time.
I'll send a signal. Get them to send a boat with the body.
Wait! The poor man's not going to get any worse now. And this little chicken's had quite enough votes for the moment.
She lays the baby on the table and playfully jiggles her hands. She blows on her stomach. Grinning, she sits and looks at Tom, her eyes shining.
Can we leave it a while?
He stares for a moment, then steps back inside.
Give her a chance to catch her breath.
He watches his wife joyfully tend to the baby.
It's all got to go on the log, sweetheart. You know, I have to report everything straight away. What if the boat belongs to a ship?
It's a dinghy, not a lifeboat.
Yes.
She kisses the baby's stomach. His brow knit, Tom leans back against the wall and watches her.
You talk a lot.
First thing in the morning, then.
Isabel keeps her gaze on the baby.
As soon as the light's out.
She nods faintly.
You're safe now.
Tom stares at them with mournful eyes. Later, he writes 27 April in the logbook, then stops, his pen hovering over the page. He tightens his lips, then sets the pen down. He stares out the window.